Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah now returns back to the halachas of Kedushin of betrothal. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ish mekadesh boi ubishluchai. A man can betroth a woman, he can be mekadesh a woman either directly or through a shliach, through an agent. The Gemara explains the reason that it says boi ubishluchai, that you can do it with yourself and your agent, because if you can do it through an agent, certainly you can do it yourself. It's to teach us two things. First of all, that it's a bigger mitzvah for a person to do a mitzvah himself than to do it with somebody else. And number two, because if a person is mekadesh through a shliach and he doesn't see the woman, and then for some reason she's repulsive to him, that's a problem of v'ahavta re'acha kamocha. That's not appropriate interpersonal conduct. Therefore, boy, it is preferable for him to be mekadesh her than bishlucha, than to be an agent. Continues the Mishnah. Isha, a woman miskadeshes bo bishlucha. A woman could also make an agent to accept kedushin on her behalf, or she can do it herself. Ha'ish mekadeshes bita kashinayra. A father can accept kedushin for his daughter while she is still a Nara. A Nara is from 12 and a half years old. From 12 to 12 and a half years old. Ha'omer Elisha, says the Mishnah, a fellow that says to a woman, Hiskad shalibi tomorrow zu. Hiskad shalibi zu. He says, be mekudeshes to me with this date. Date here doesn't mean like two people dating. It means the actual fruit. And then he says, Hiskad shalibi zu. So he gives her one date. Says, Hiskad shalibi tomorrow zu. Be mekudeshes, be betrothed to me with this date. And then he gives her another one. Another date, and says it's kach libezu. Says a Mishnah, im yesh be'achas man shava pruta, if either of them is worth a shava pruta, the minimal amount for kedushin to take effect, the kodeshes. Then the woman is betrothed through that date. Vimla, but if let's say individually neither of them was worth a shava pruta, even though the two of them cumulatively are worth a shava pruta, ainim mikodeshes, because since he said his kach li on each date, so it comes out that each one was a separate act of kedushin, and each one is less than a shava pruta, the minimum amount necessary for kedushin. Let's say the fellow says bazu with this ubazu and with the subazu. So then halacha is imshei shava pruta bekulan, if there is at least a shava pruta from all of them together, the kudashas, because they're all considered one act of kedushin. Imlav, but if let's say there is not a shava pruta, einam bekudashas, then the law is that she would not be considered betrothed. Says the Mishnah, haisa echeles rishoina rishoina. Let's say each date that he gave her, she ate it. She would not be considered betrothed until at least one of them was worth the shava pruta. The Gemara actually says that it would have to be that the last one is worth the shava pruta, because the ones that she ate don't work until the kedushin concludes. And if at the end of the kedushin she doesn't have at least a shava pruta in her hand, even though one of the first ones was worth the pruta, she's not mekudeshes. She doesn't. The kedushin doesn't take effect all the way until the end. Wishing you a great day. Back in regular life, and a wonderful rest of your week.